T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With all the increasing snow, it's going to be a rough ride home this afternoon. How is the city prepping for this one? Our Juliet Papa is on it at City Hall.
Mayor de Blasio says the city is working to get ahead of the storm.
Sanitation Department has already spread liquid brine on the highway ramps in advance. This is an area where we've had some problems in the past, so we're taking additional proactive steps.
More weather devices and OEM's own meteorologist will try to get a more precise read. The MTA's Craig Cipriano says with more snow predicted in northern parts.
We chained up all articulated buses in the Bronx and Manhattan. Our whole fleet has all-weather tires. And on the express bus side, we have auto chains that come down automatically.
Commuter lines are operating on full schedules. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
And on the street,
the sanitation trucks are making the rounds, sprinkling salt onto the wet streets. But Joanne is hoping to not have to drive.
Over here around like Broadway and whatnot, there's a few hills that make it very, very difficult to go up and down where the weather gets like this.
If it's cold enough for the storm to get to the higher end of the range of forecast totals, that'll make a big difference here in the Bronx. I found Giselle on her way to work on a night shift and wondering what it'll be like when she gets home.
Yeah, so if he's really going to be up to 6 inches, is going to be bad, but for 3 inches is not worry.
That's her 3-year-old daughter, Geraldyn, who's all bundled up and says she's ready.
Yeah. I see you're catching some snowflakes on your tongue. Do they taste good?
Yeah.
Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds on Broadway and Kingsbridge.
Governor Murphy says this one isn't going to be as bad as the November 2018 storm, and he promises New Jersey's response will be better, saying this about last year's mess: we didn't get the job done, and that's on me, period.